With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Oneida County needs more than 200 rental units and more than 1,000 owner-occupied units in the next 5 years. That's the big takeaway from the recently completed housing study. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The results of a new housing study in Oneida County confirm what Tony Farrow and many others already know. The county needs more workforce housing. Farrow is the executive director of the Oneida County Economic Development Corporation.
We need houses from, 150 to 350 or 200,000 to 400,000. Those are the houses we need. We need apartments that are available from 800 to 1400 a month.
While the study confirms what many already knew, it is a key piece in convincing developers it's worthwhile to build up here. To further spur development, the report also outlines some recommendations. These include renovating existing housing, creating tax increment districts to entice developers, and updating and revising local ordinances and comprehensive plans to address housing shortages.
We want to be good stewards to the land. Our lakes and our forest and all that stuff is important. So it's kind of a delicate balancing act on making sure that we're good stewards to our natural resources and also find a way that we can build these housing so that we can support our economy.
Farrow is also keeping a close eye on a couple of bills making their way through the state legislature right now that would open up funding for infrastructure projects related to housing developments.
One of the problems that we're having with development is that when developers come, there's no water, sewer, streets, that type of situation. And according to the information I have, those two bills will have a pot of money that's available that you can request to help with infrastructure. And so that's my biggest hurdle right now with development is the infrastructure aspect.
Over 40% of the survey respondents said they or someone they knew turned down a job offer in Oneida County because of housing issues. Overall, a total of up to 217 rental units and 1,141 owner-occupied units are needed based on the state's official household projections. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
We have a link to the survey results at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Hope suggests that an unknown soldier buried in Wausau can now be identified. On Friday, the grave of the unknown soldier at Pine Grove Cemetery in Wausau was exhumed. A news release from Marathon County says the body of the soldier was originally discovered in 1930. He had committed suicide in the Rothschild area of Marathon County and left a note identifying himself as a World War I veteran. He could not be identified at the time and was eventually laid to rest with military honors beneath a headstone marked only unknown soldier. Following the recovery on Friday, the remains were transferred to a secure facility where forensic specialists will begin DNA analysis. Hopes are to compare the soldier's genetic profile with national databases to potentially identify a match with a living relative. The process may take several months. The deaths of two campers on Isle Royale National Park are being investigated. Two separate reports came in to park rangers late Sunday afternoon of two people found dead at a remote backcountry campground within the park. Two rangers hiked overnight 11 miles to the campground. Early Monday morning, they found the two dead people. The National Park Service says the causes of death are unknown at this time. Additional ground and aviation resources responded starting Monday. The incident is currently under investigation. Isle Royale National Park is a remote island wilderness in the middle of Lake Superior that's only accessible by ferry, seaplane, or private watercraft. An immigrant man wrongly accused of threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump can be released from a Wisconsin prison on bond. Ramon Morales-Reyes was accused of writing a letter threatening Trump in a blistering social media post by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. But the claims quickly fell apart as authorities determined that Reyes was framed. Judge Carla Espinoza set Morales-Reyes' bond at $7,500 during a brief hearing Tuesday at Immigration Court in Chicago. He could be released from a Wisconsin prison next week. Espinoza says Morales-Reyes is not a threat to the community. A new study highlights the high price of incarceration and says the annual total cost to families of Americans behind bars is nearly $350 billion. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Forer.us says 1 in 2 American adults has seen incarceration in their immediate family, with higher rates among Black Americans. Families with a member in jail or prison spend about $4,000 a year, and the report says for Black families, the cost is more than double due to longer sentencing. Zoe Towns with Forer.us says expenses like phone calls, care packages, long-distance travel, and new costs at home all contribute to the exorbitant price.
It also includes depressed wages over the lifetime of the person who's incarcerated, who's no longer able to contribute, but also to all the other members of the family. Oftentimes are also now experiencing lower pay just because of all of the shock of incarceration and the disruption that comes with that.
She adds the children of people behind bars usually see their own wages depressed throughout their lifetime, even after a parent is released. Wisconsin's incarceration rate is among the highest in the nation. Black Wisconsinites are locked up at a rate nearly 12 times higher than whites, despite making up just 6% of the state's population. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.